boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I like to think that I am the queen of opening my mouth and getting myself in stupid situations. But I got myself, you, Taylor, Spencer from 1600, and also his producer, Isaac, all into one big stupid situation.
It's ironic because there's literally stupid on your forehead right now. That's not me being mean and cruel. If you saw her, you would see marker written across Destiny's forehead. It says stupid. Written by who? Me. Yours truly.
Should we post a photo and put it on Facebook?
There's going to be a video of all of these dumb, stupid...
What the show looks like today.
Yes. Because between the four of us, we decided to kind of place a bet on how the Hawkeye men would do in the Sweet 16 game. They won, which meant we all had to do a punishment of our own choosing. You decided that if Iowa won in advance, that you would have to have stupid written on your head.
I didn't think they would actually do it. I'm not going to lie. I had my doubts.
Right. But they did. So you've had stupid written in marker on your forehead all day. I said that I would show up to work with my shirt inside out and just do that all day. Low-key, either nobody cares or y'all are fake because nobody's said anything to me. So if I show up with my shirt inside out, I don't trust anybody here to be like, hey, girl, I think your shirt's on inside out.
No, they're all fake.
I'm like, is nobody going to tell me? I wish they would.
Or maybe they think that you're just starting a new fashion trend and they're like, maybe. That's just Taylor on a Friday, you know, like that's...
Casual Friday, you know.
You know like how in Mean Girls they like cut out the area on the boobs?
Yeah.
Like, let's just be honest.
That
would be you here. Like, I literally could...
Well, no, it wouldn't.
No, stop. Because I could see you cutting out the hole in the boob and I could see you coming in like that. I seriously could.
What do you take me for?
Showing your boobs?
Right.
Actually, if there was anybody on the show to show their boobs, it would probably be me.
Thanks for clarifying what we already know. So we were just talking about how we are serving our punishments for the little basketball bet we did with our friends over at 1600 ESPN. And your punishment that you came up with for yourself, by the way, was if Iowa won against Nebraska, you would have to have stupid written on your forehead for the entire workday.
I'm still rocking it at 3 p.m, unfortunately.
Yeah. Shockingly enough, many people here had no questions about it. It's just a normal day.
Sadly, even our CEO didn't even look at me twice, which is concerning.
Yeah. But then we had to hop on a Zoom call.
We did.
Not knowing that there was going to be cameras on. So we're getting on. I'm like, oh my gosh, you have stupid on your head.
I forgot about this.
And you're like, no, it's fine. We'll see if the other person turns their camera on. Because you know that like, that's kind of the etiquette. If they have their camera on, you have yours on. So we hop on, her camera's on. So you're like, okay, I'm going to shut it on or I'm going to turn it on. And you go out of frame and you go, wait. I got to explain myself before I show you what's going on. And
I couldn't even show myself. I couldn't put myself on the camera. I have to explain.
Went on a 5-minute tangent to this woman we had never met.
No.
First time meeting via Zoom. Why you had stupid written on your head. And then you came into frame and... Thank goodness she was a good sport.
She lost it.
She was like, oh no.
And you know what? It must have been really funny because I'm surprised she has still, like, she emailed me back. Like, I thought she was never going to email me again after that Zoom call because I wouldn't, respectfully. If I had a Zoom call with somebody I never met and they had stupid on their forehead, I wouldn't email you after that.
I think I would I would turn my device on airplane mode and be like, sorry, we lost connection. Oopsie.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I've made my opinion fairly clear on this program about how I feel about Nickelback.
And how I feel
about Nickelback.
We all know I love them.
And y'all know I hate them. No, I don't. I think it's
fun. Don't even.
It's
Shut
fun
up.
To poke at the cringe.
If you were drunk at the bar and they put on freaking Rockstar, you are going to be white claw in the air singing Rockstar. Stop it now.
Probably. Yes. I just think it's fun to poke fun at them. Now, I don't go out of my way to keep up with Nickelback. I won't lie to you.
But and then I'm the one in the room who still buys concert tickets.
That is correct. As of what, last year?
Yes.
I did not expect to fall down quite the rabbit hole last night because Nickelback did a collaboration with someone I never would have expected. And that is Megan Thee Stallion. Okay. They have teamed up for an advertisement, which, by the way, I'd say this completely overshadows any Super Bowl ad that came out. It's amazing. They teamed up for Cheetos and their new pickle flavor. Well, not new. They're bringing back the pickle flavor. And they did a little remix to one of Nickelback's most popular songs. Tell me why this works so well. How you
it's
remind
so good.
Me.
It's so good.
With Megan Thee Stallion on it.
It's so good. I have a message to Chad. Chad Taylor, that is. On weekdays, 10 until 3. Are you listening,
is
Chad?
Is this a plea?
Chad Taylor, are you listening? Can we start playing the Pickleback song? Come on now. Chad?
I low-key like it.
Chad? I know you're listening. I'm going to go to your office right now. He's going to tell me
you're
to
gonna
do
You're going to hack his Alexa to play that all day long, 24 hours.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
We get asked all the time, are you guys really that close in real life?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is yes, probably to a fault. And if there's one person who's oversharing constantly, it's from that side of the table. My friend Destiny. There's really no shame in her game on the radio, but my God, if you could only hear the things she tells me off the air. I know it all.
I was going to say, is there a crime for the amount of things I do tell you? I was trying to think.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
I probably could go to jail.
But, you know, every once in a while, you do mention something against my will or better judgment. And I go, I didn't need to know that. Everybody has that friend where you're like, I could have gone my whole life, you know,
mm-hmm.
without knowing that.
Mm-hmm.
Something new to cross that boundary. Last night was your contact name for Neighbor Man. Now, we were texting back and forth about something, and you said his actual name, which I will not reveal in this moment.
Unless she somehow accidentally slips.
I don't think I will. You said his name, and then there was an emoji after it. I'm like, why are you sending... It was a bunny. I'm like, okay... Why the bunny, though?
That's what she said. Why the bunny, though?
Why are you sending me a bunny after his name? That seems a little odd. Now explain.
Okay, so when I do voice to text and I say, like, hey, Taylor, will you go to dinner with me, right? Even you have... The people I like, if you want to know who I actually like in my life, go to my phone, look up your contact. If you've got an emoji next to your name, guess what? I actually like you.
Ooh, you made it.
If you don't, you don't got an emoji. You've been downgraded.
Okay.
Just know that. So, you have actual emojis next to you. Neighbor Man also has emojis. His are hearts, his real legal name, and then a honey. Like, it's like a honey emoji.
Pot.
Yep, honey pot. And then a bunny, because he would call me Honey Bunny. Oh, used to. Or bunny honey, mm-hmm. or honey bunny, I think it was.
And then you told me that you normally try to delete those emojis so I don't get the ick, but you forgot one last night, therefore you exposed his
it
true iPhone
It could be worse.
Name.
I could have him under Pookie Wookie, or because that's what we say all the time in the house. It'll be like, Pookie Wookie, are you upstairs?
Oh, I've heard you on the phone before.
Yeah. And it could have even more emojis. Could have the eggplant okay. one in there.
And
I
you-
could...
Somehow
spice emoji.
You make it worse. You made it worse.
You've heard me talk about my favorite hobby, which is cross-stitching. One of my favorite things to do while we unplug with Those Girls in the Afternoon. You've heard us talking about how we want to spend less time on our phones. And the more time that you do that, you get to fill in a little circle Z. Get your chart, by the way, KZIA.com. If you're confused, want to learn more, find the free Z102.9 app to get more details about Unplug with Those Girls in the Afternoon. But that's my favorite hobby, cross-stitching, which I've been only into it for about a year now.
Yeah.
But last night, I was on a mission to find something in my childhood memory boxes. I would call it more childhood tubs. I've got like four or five of them of just all sorts of things, from cheerleading awards to my childhood blankie, you name it. It's all sorts of things are in there. And I knew that I had this cross-stitching, I don't even know what you want to call it, fabric in there, but I haven't seen it in years. Let me tell you a story about it. Somebody cross-stitched me this picture. It's of, well, you're going to probably be better about it. I think it's a picture of what looks to be like a teddy bear and maybe a little girl riding a wooden horse.
Yeah, like almost a rocking horse.
A rocking kind horse. Of? And I've had this my entire life. It used to be in a picture frame. And then, well.
What's it say?
Oh, honey. Well, I'll talk about that in a second. I don't want you to see
it. I can't read it.
I got this. I've had it my entire life. Seriously, from when I can remember the day I was born. It used to be in a picture frame. And I took it out of its picture frame. I'm going to get it back into the picture frame. Okay. Mm-hmm. But it says my name, Destiny, and my middle name on the side.
Pearl.
Oh, God. Here we go. And then my other on the other side, it says my day, February 9th, 1995, which is my birth year.
Yeah.
So I showed neighbor man this. He goes, that is so cool. I'm like, yeah, this literally is full circle. That cross-stitching has been in my life since literally the day I was born. I sent a picture of it to my dad because I'm like, I need to know.
Who did it?
Who made this? Because I have no idea. I don't think it was any of my grandparents. Was it a family friend? Did you go and buy it? What is happening?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard back from him. But Neighborman has an idea, and I want to know what you think of it. He said that I should try to find this exact pattern and recreate it myself.
Oh.
Now, do I recreate it and do it the same thing and have it still say Destiny and my birth year?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I surprise it and make it for him?
Oh.
And have it say neighbor man with his birth year, and then we could put it on the wall, and one is me and one is him.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, I feel like you got to do it for him, because otherwise you're going to have two of the same. Not that that's not cool. It's cool that you would recreate it, but then what are you going to do with two?
But that's what I was thinking. Why would I be selfish and have two of me?
Yeah.
It's just kind of weird.
Yeah.
I think it would be fun to recreate it.
Uh-huh.
And I think it'd be cool to do a pattern from whoever knows how long, but 31 years ago.
Yeah, at least.
At least. But I think it'd be cool to have one of me and one of him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But instead of his legal name, can you just put neighbor man? I'm serious.
No,
he loves to be called neighbor man.
He would freaking love that.
And instead of his birth year, it could be like established.
When
you started dating.
Which is 2024.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Taylor, he'll look at that every day and he goes, you know, I'm neighbor man. He likes to, if you don't know, he likes to call himself the celebrity icon of Eastern Iowa.
Right. I think that's the way you have to go. It's the only answer.
And then he'll be asking the Cedar Rapids Museum if he could put it in there.
I don't blame him.
Neighborman did treat me like an adult today. Like my parent.
Okay.
Like dad.
He parented you?
He parented me. Because I'm going to go to a cross-stitching class. Yes, I know how to cross-stitch, but I do think you should always go to some experts sometimes, right? And
brush up on the basics.
Exactly. But I'm going to go with some coworkers, and I think it's going to be a fun night. But he pulled me over to the side, and he said, honey, I'm excited for you to go. I'm excited you're going with your coworkers. But I do think you need to, at some point during the class, to leave your coworkers. I need you to make more friends.
Oh,
you need to make friends outside of the workplace.
Okay.
So, at some point, sit with some other people during the class.
Okay.
Say hi. Tell them your name. Ask them what they like about stitching. I was like, okay, Dad.
That's
can I have lunch money?
What? Yeah, actually, I'm like, can you bribe me with a $5 bill and then I'll do it? That's a great idea, because then, I mean, you'll have cross-stitching friends.
Yeah. Exactly. I thought that was really smart of him to do that, and a way to look out for me. Because you're right. I'm going to want to stay with my group that I know.
Mm-hmm.
But as adults, we always complain that we don't have friends. Mm-hmm. I need to be good about, it's great that you guys are together. I'm excited. But I'm going to go over here for about 5 minutes and make new friends.
And find your Sunday brunch cross-stitching club.
Oh, my God.
You never know. You might.
Besties, let's go find rockers together.
I don't know if I would lead with that.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
The walking crew is back.
We love this crew.
If you're a longtime listener of Those Girls in the Afternoon or Taylor Window Update, you know that there's a group of, I'm assuming, coworkers in our area of where the radio station is, and they all go on like late lunch walks together. And now that it's getting nice out, they're walking past the radio station again. But something I've noticed is that the squad is divided. A little clicky.
It's like High School Musical. Stick to the status quo.
Exactly.
I don't know.
What a great nugget of knowledge.
I don't know.
Well, there's a group, a smaller group, who's like walking fast and they're ahead of everybody else. And then there's the slow walking group. I don't know what the difference is.
Can I guess what I think you would be a part of?
What?
The fast walking group.
You think?
I don't know. I feel like you're a woman of emissions.
I am on a mission, generally.
I feel like if I saw you, like if you and I were at the mall, you would be annoyed with me.
I mean, we have gone out to stores together before. I will say I definitely always lead. Mm-hmm. I just figured it's because I got longer legs. You know what I'm saying? You're a little shorter than me, so I'm just like, I got to keep it moving.
And I would be the girl in the group that's behind, mm-hmm, because I drag my feet. We've talked about it.
You drag your feet and you're a little bit of a dilly-dallier.
I do. I see a dog.
Very distracted.
I see a plastic bag drifting through the wind wanting to start again.
Correct.
I see.
Yeah. I don't know that we could ever go on a leisure walk together, because I'd be like, let's walk faster so I can go home. And you'd be like, look at that mosquito. You
know what one time we should do?
What?
Go out there and broadcast live as they go on their walk.
I know. I do always wonder if they see me creeping, because it always happens that when I turn around, they just happen to be walking by. I want the tea. What's going on? Is there any love triangles? What's the drama, you guys?
Do we hate the front group? Does the back group hate?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got to find out.
We do.
Maybe next week.
If you missed the show last night during Let's Get Quizzical, we were talking about skating. Super skate.
Super skate, yeah.
That was. And we were talking about some of our favorite things while skating, and like super skate would be like four corners, mm-hmm, and the limbo. And one of our favorites would always be couple skate.
Couple skate.
And you said that I should shout out my favorite person, or maybe my crush at that time.
Mm-hmm.
That I would always make sure I grabbed their hand for couple skate.
Mm-hmm.
And well, it sounded, you know, kind of like this.
You're going to want to call your childhood crush. Name him. Name him. Name him.
Jordan.
Ah!
I'm calling you. I'm calling you.
So Jordan was that guy for me. I remember in middle school, he was like my first real boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Real, I should say, because we only lasted like a month, okay? But that was the guy for me at the skating rink that I always grabbed his hand for, you know, the couples skate and things like that. And what I didn't tell you was that Jordan was my first mixtape boyfriend, too.
Oh,
he
wow.
made my first and ever mixtape. But it wasn't a CD. It wasn't a cassette. It was a DVD because, well.
What? Okay. I've never heard of that.
I tried to find it for you last night. I was going through tubs and tubs of childhood memories, and I don't think I have it anymore, unfortunately, but I can tell you what I do remember. It was a picture of him, and I think he made it on probably Paint. Remember Paint?
Oh, yeah.
On our computers, and he, like, doodled hearts, and I think it said, I love you, like, I'll marry you one day, crap like that. Wow. La, 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 la. But I remember it being DVD, and it just had that graphic, and I remember that it was to the song Hero by Enrique Iglesias. God, what a good song.
I mean, like, very intense feelings for middle schoolers.
I know. And I just loved playing that DVD constantly. I don't think my dad knew it. My dad probably would have been like, what is this boy doing?
Yes.
Then it had me thinking, okay. What would happen if I had neighbor man make me a mixtape? What if I had him make me a cassette, DVD, Blu-ray, Spotify, playlist on Z102.9, whatever, right? Now, I've talked about this before. He doesn't really listen to a whole lot of music that we do play on this station, okay? Right. He listens to, I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. It's weird crap, okay? So I asked him to make a playlist, and this man, he did his research, and he went through the Billboard Hot 100 in the last, well, I don't know how many years. He spent 2 hours on this.
Oh, my God.
Would you like to know the songs that he picked?
I would. It's going to be hard to beat Enrique.
Well, he picked some songs that we don't have in the system, unfortunately. But one that really stood out to me was Enrique Iglesias' Hero. What? What? And here's the thing. He knows my ex picked that song. Okay. So why are you picking that song? You know that my ex put that on the playlist. Okay, this is an ex from middle school, so this
right,
is like
yeah,
20 years.
Take it with a grain of salt.
20 years ago, okay? Why are you picking Enrique Iglesias' Hero? Why?
That's an interesting choice.
He said, because you call our dog Zaw, which is my little baby.
Oh.
My little wiener dog, Hero, all the time. Because I do. I always say the little wiener dog is my hero. And that he's saving me for happiness. Like, he's my saving me from, like, sadness and all these things. So he picked Enrique Iglesias' Hero.
Wow.
Why am I getting a mixtape again 20 years later?
He's just saying diddle to what that guy said. Same.
He's copying his word.
What I would give to have my, like, little stack of middle school mixtapes back.
Oh, those were so good that you all totally took from LimeWire.
Although, you know. I don't think a boy actually ever made me one. So the fact that you got one is crazy. I love that. And I'm really jealous of that.
I'm so sad that you didn't get one.
If I did, it wasn't memorable. So sorry if you made me one and I don't remember.
Oh,
burn. No, I really don't think I got one.
Oh my God. There's one crying in the car right now. He's like, I totally made Taylor one. Oh my God.
Hey, make me a new copy if you're out
she
there.
She doesn't remember me.
Yeah, I don't think I got one. So you're talking about one from your middle school boyfriends and then how you asked Neighborman what would be on a mixtape if he made you one. So I asked my boyfriend Curly, if we were in middle school and I had you make me a mixtape of things that reminded you of me, what would be on it? So his first option is Justin Bieber, Baby.
Are 10 we clocking? Out of 10.
Well, yes, but it's a breakup song, so we're off to a rough start.
Oh, shoot. I
thought you'd always be mine.
Oh, my God. I thought, you know what? It's like when, what's that one Mariah, is it Mariah Carey? There's no Whitney Houston that people play at their wedding, and people are like, dude, do you not know that that's a breakup song?
I Will Always Love You.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He was really proud of that, and I'm like, I love that you're thinking of me and my Bieber fever. However, that is... what you think
I was actually really proud of him, so never mind. Take that back.
I mean, he's like, well, it's called Baby. And I'm like, okay, you
this
are
says Baby a lot of times, yeah. So I love you, Baby.
I think that's all he was thinking about. Okay, so off
that's kind of what I was thinking. So we have the same brain cells.
Yeah, we're off to a mid start. Okay, second one, Loki took me by surprise. Akon, Beautiful.
Hey! Oh, he's putting a swear word.
Oh, yeah, a little bit naughty, but also shut up, suck
he
up.
He can't like, say damn in middle school.
Oh, I'm sure he was.
Yeah, you were when your parents weren't looking.
Totally a rebel. Great, fire, love Akon. You know what I'm saying? Really no, nothing to
You have nothing
squabble.
To critique on that one.
Honestly, it's a bop. I love me some Akon. Last, last one is Katy Perry. Firework.
Oh, Jesus. What's with this guy and Katy Perry?
I don't. He does love Katy Perry. I needed a little clarification on this because I was like, how did we get here? He's like, well, I'm like, you think I'm a firework? And he's like, yes, but not one of those big, loud ones. One of the more dainty, beautiful ones. I'm like, I don't even know what that means, bro.
No, this is, do you want to get toxic? Because I'm ready.
That he loves Katy Perry?
Well, dude, we can get toxic in one of two ways.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Why do you keep bringing up Katy Perry? You think she's prettier than me?
Oh.
Or I would have been like, so what do you mean that I'm a firework? And you never know when I'm going to go off?
Am
I crazy? And you never know when I'm going to like pick a fight? you don't know what to expect of me. I'm going to go boom on you.
I think you're projecting right now. No. I just actually got scared of you.
So we've been talking about my first ever, like, boyfriend, even though is it really real because he was only, like, a month.
It feels very real at the time when you're, like, in middle school.
And he made me a mixtape. It had Enrique Iglesias, I Can Be Your Hero, Baby.
Such a good song.
I know.
Yeah, he did have good taste.
He did. But something happened when we were dating. I really don't remember because this was like a middle school relationship, okay? I think I messed up in some sort of way. I don't know if I maybe held hands with his really good friend or maybe I kissed the really good friend.
Slipped him a note in math class.
I don't remember, mm-hmm. but I know that I definitely messed up that relationship. I'm so sorry. I still regret it. No, I don't, because I have neighbor man.
Right.
I don't, but sorry I hurt your feelings, okay? But I broke Jordan's heart in middle school, okay? And I did something with his best friend. Couldn't remember, still don't. And when I did that, he got all of his friends, Jordan did, to online bully me. Now, I had Facebook at the time. Should I have? No.
None of us should have.
No. But Facebook was really, really new at this time. Like, it was brand new. It was something that we were all getting into. My dad knew I had it. Mm. For a while, I was hiding it from him. But at that point, he did know. But when I did something... Jordan had all of his friends like online bully me, say really nasty things like you shouldn't show up to school and you should hate yourself and blah, 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 right? Online bullying things. Okay. And I remember like I had to go to my dad and was like, Dad, like I need you to see these messages. They're really hurtful. I remember crying and he was just like, you're going to have to block these people. Mm. And you know what? I still to this day have them blocked. I have no care to unblock them. I never will unblock them. Mm. I can't remember what they said, and I don't care to remember who they are, but...
Dude, I'm the same way. Not necessarily in that situation, and I'm sure, oh my gosh, kids growing up now, I don't know how they do it.
It's going to be... I bet you what I dealt with in what the kids today, it's 20 times
it's
worse.
It's way more common, because people just say whatever behind a screen.
Uh-huh.
But anybody that I block for whatever reason, I'm that way too, where it's like, I don't have to remember the scenario.
Mm-hmm.
I have one specific girl in college that I blocked.
Oh, yeah?
I couldn't tell you why.
And you know what? Was she mean?
I think so, but I can't remember what happened.
And you're not going to ever unblock
her? And I'm not going to unblock her because clearly I was upset that day.
If she added you again on another profile?
No.
Oh.
Blocked from my life forever.
We are so freaking excited to put our phones down this weekend and just do things. Mm. It is unplugged with those girls in the afternoon. We are trying to spin as much time off of our phone, as much time not doom scrolling.
Yeah, and we have an awesome chart that you can download now at KZIA.com. Or if you want to be the first one to get next month's, you can subscribe to our Zmail newsletter. The link to do that is on KZIA.com or the free Z102.9 app. But this is the last weekend of March, meaning, I don't know about you, I'm really close to filling up all of my bubbles.
Me too.
And that's my goal this weekend. So
I'd like to fill maybe a second one.
I know. I might go through and like dot above if I do pass the, I think it's 50 circles on our chart.
Uh-huh.
And that would mean 50 hours of unplugged time, not scrolling on our phones this month. So this weekend, I'm planning on keeping myself very much busy.
Yes.
Off my phone. I really want to have like a marathon coloring situation.
Nice.
I have a new coloring book that I would really like to dive into. I told you earlier this week I want to make Pop-Tarts, homemade Pop-Tarts. And then
I'm excited to eat those.
Yeah, because you just assume that you're going to get a delivery. Which
yes, I am.
You will.
I'll put in an order. TaylorMadeIt.com.
Yes. Well, with that, I want to go find like cute pastry boxes because I know I'm going to share some with you. I might take some to my parents. And I want to pack. I want to have boxes to pack.
You're
going to
put
my
cute
pastries.
Little bows on it?
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm here for
it. I'm like going full wifey mode this weekend.
I love it.
Also toddler with the coloring.
Like you're doing a whole bakery.
Yes.
I love it. I'm excited because I got a phone call last night that says my wedding dress is ready to pick up. So I got to hit up the road, go to Dubuque and go pick it up. But it's not just go pick the wedding dress up. I'm making a whole day.
Okay.
So I want to hit up some antiques. I want to go shopping. Mm. So that's the day that I'm going to be spending, which I'm so excited.
Not scrolling, but spending money.
Isn't that what unplugged with those girls in the afternoon?
It still counts. Your debit card is not plugged into your phone.
It's not.
Unless you use Apple Pay. I guess no Apple Pay is allowed.
And the drive there is a long drive without using my phone. Bada bing, bada boom. That's another Z circle I'm filling in.
Yes, it is.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
My goodness, the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives have just been dominating the headlines for the last, like, 2 weeks.
They have been.
Here we are again with a different Mormon wife at the head of the drama. That is one of your favorites, Jessie Draper. Okay?
Okay, what do we got now?
So she's been speaking out this week because she's getting a divorce from her husband, Jordan. She was on Call Her Daddy, and that's its own separate thing. So that's been dominating things this week. Until last night, I actually thought this was AI until I had to go to people's pages and make sure that this is real. And it seems that it is real. Miranda posted a video on her Instagram saying, "Get ready with me while I process my friend group being a waiting room for my ex-husband." Her ex-husband is Chase, who on the show is shown, like, he gets with a lot of Miranda's friends and has acted at by the end of the season like, oh, he's better than that. He's moved on. He's going to stop hooking up with Miranda's friends because they have kids together and they co-parent. Then Miranda also posts an Instagram story of a bouquet of flowers and a card that reads, "I completely understand you being upset with me, but wanted to send you a little something to let you know I'm thinking about you, and I am so, so sorry." Signed, Jessie. Now, there are reports that there was a party that Chase, Miranda's ex-husband, was seen locking lips with Jessie Draper.
Okay, well, do you remember the Call Her Daddy podcast?
Yes.
She said that she's been texting Chase to get her through the divorce, and then he gave her advice.
Yes.
So, well, this could be going down, and this could be true.
And none of it's being filmed because season 5 is on pause.
Well, this is dumb.
I
need the drama.
These women are just always on it. How are they turning the cameras off? Get them rolling. Roll it back.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I don't really know how, like, mom and daughter relationships work, if I'm going to be quite honest with you. I see them when I'm out and about, you know, getting my nails done, going to TJ Maxx, Home Goods. And I know that sounds stupid, but I'm being serious. I don't know. That's all I see.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I'm watching Gilmore Girls, I'm like, oh, is that...
That's how it should be.
How a mom and daughter relationship is, but I don't know because I don't have one. My mom walked out pretty early on in my life, like when I was less than 10 years old. So I don't know. But I do know that I have to pick up my wedding dress this weekend. Tomorrow, actually.
I cannot believe it came that fast, by the way. Side note.
I know, because we talked about it on this show like less than 2 months ago that you and I had a best of show that day. We were going to go together to the dress appointment. Mm-hmm. I tried on 28 dresses that day.
Yep.
And now, less than 2 months later, it's already here, ready to be picked up. It's insane, but it is. So I'm asking you, who has a really great, healthy relationship with their mom. Hi, Mama Kris Jenner.
Hi, Mom.
I hope she's listening. Do you bring your mom to the pickup appointment? Because from what I understand, all I'm doing is picking it up. I don't think that there's anything else that's happening tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Or do I just go there by myself? And I'm asking because will I be sad if I don't bring anybody? Or will I just be excited that it's just a me day in Dubuque tomorrow?
Well, I don't think there's a wrong answer. I'm going to be honest. I don't know what happens at this
neither do I.
At this occasion. I don't know. I'm assuming they probably like unzip the bag. You would, I would hope that I want to see it. Let me know that it's actually mine, right? I'm crazy.
Are you going to show it to me?
Show it!
So
show me the dress!
In that case, if even if you're not trying it on, if somebody's just showing it to you, I would want someone there, because what happens if you unzip it and you're like, oh my God, why did I pick that? You need somebody there to talk you off
the ledge.
Oh my
God, don't put those thoughts in my head. I'm psychotic.
Okay, I don't have anything else to say. I'm sorry.
Why did you say that?
I don't know.
Anyway,
this is why I'm not invited. This is why you should call his mom.
Yeah, you stay home, please. What were you saying before you ruined it for me?
I don't know. I think you should take her. Moral of the story.
Next time, don't speak.
Okay, rewind 5 minutes ago when you said, I need your help with the mom question. I'm not a mom. This is why.
HR, I literally never want to do a show with her again.
Noted. We've been on a mission to get on not only all the radio stations in our building for April Fools, but heck, why not all across the United States of America? I told you, you have to be the one to call, though, because I'm scared.
So I've been doing some research. I've been, you know, searching to see what I can find. And I don't know if this is cheating, but I used to be on a radio station in Columbia, Missouri.
Okay.
So I was thinking we could call them. I could call my old boss and...
Maybe he won't even notice. Maybe he forgot about you.
Probably. Yeah, I'm probably forgettable.
Y107, what's up?
So this is Those Girls in the Afternoon from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. We were wondering if we could be on your radio station.
Do I know you? I feel like I know you. Is this Destiny and Taylor?
Oh,
Busted.
Yeah. We were wondering if we could hop on your radio station, if that's okay, if you have room.
Do you have room?
If I have room. Well, normally, maybe. But right now, I am about to step out of the studio, so I can't really do anything today. What about tomorrow?
Okay.
You know, we got time. We'll call you again tomorrow. How about that?
All right, you busy girls.
See ya.
Bye.
I feel like we got to get serious about the window painting responsibility that we've been handed.
That's you. I'm just here.
Wrong. No, because
what?
I said it was my dream job to decorate, paint a window for a business. And Downtown Dogs Social Club said, hey, we would love for you to do it. Now, you made it very clear from the beginning that you're going to be signing your name, taking credit for my work.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning if I do something bad, your name's going to be on it. So we've been brainstorming some ideas of themes and what the heck am I going to paint on these windows? I have no idea. We've been talking all week. You brought ideas. I brought ideas. Listeners brought ideas. I think come Monday, it's going to be time to narrow some things down. So over the weekend, I'm thinking I might come up with a little brainstorm, a little vision board for each idea. And then we do a little voting. I might narrow it down to like the bottom four.
Okay.
Top four, I guess. And then let the people vote so then I can finally settle on what the heck we are painting. I am painting with Destiny's signature on the windows next week.
Well, you're going to sign it too, right?
Unless it's bad, then I'm going to let you sign it and take all the bad credit.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know much about the 80s. All I know, I wasn't born.
Same. I wasn't a thought, I don't think, at that point.
Was Dirty Dancing out then? Is that when the... Oh, here we go. We are going to look so stupid. People are canceling
that
us.
That feels like the 80s.
In their car.
It feels like 87.
Yeah, we're smart.
yes.
Don't
ask. I don't have
we
any.
We aren't dumb.
I don't have any follow-ups yes, to that. Yes, so. Yes.
We aren't dumb. Okay, well, tonight's trivia question is about the 80s, and that's all I knew was Dirty Dancing. Have I seen the movie? No. Now I'm canceled. You haven't either, have you?
No.
No, you really are. Tonight's trivia question. Over 60% of people in the 80s did this. Now it's under 10%. What is it? It's probably seen Dirty Dancing. I'm just kidding.
Maybe. Although I do think that's like what some may say is a classic.
Okay, now you really are going to get us canceled by using that tone.
No, I'm saying like most normal people have seen it. I can't.
Some
I can't
might say it's a classic.
Some may say, yes, I know the lift. When people come running, you know, people do it at weddings when they're real drunk and they think they can lift everybody up. Like Dirty Dancing. I've had the time of my life. That's in that movie. And that's all I know.
And you don't put baby in the corner. That's all I know.
Good one. Let's stop while we're ahead. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Well, we're not ahead. We're behind. That's all I know.
Sorry. I think the 80s were cool. I just wasn't there.
Over 60% of people in the 80s did this. Now it's under 10%. What is it?
Text
was
in
that
your
the decade what? That we wore a lot of pear spray? Or is that the 70s?
Okay,
now we're...
Really 80s offending. Big hair.
Okay.
A big bang.
Nice. See, that was the year, that was the decade I wish I was alive.
Mm-hmm.
I could have rocked a good bang.
You currently have bangs. I hate to inform you.
But I could have rocked a big one.
Oh, you still can. You just might get a little giggle here and there. Or I don't know. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
On April 1st, we plan to get on as many radio stations as possible. We're calling it Those Girls Adventure, Airways Adventure, Airwave
Adventure.
Thank you. I'll get it
We
down.
Don't belong on this airwave, so just imagine us on as many others as possible.
Exactly. For sure. We're going to be on Z102.9.
Because we are, at least right now, every day.
Until they tell us,
stop it.
No more, which will come. Then we're going to get on X107.5, which is alternative music. Smart FM, which is 80s. And 1600, which is sports. 80s, we don't really know a whole lot of. That's why we're doing a trivia question, which is about the 80s. Over 60% of people in the 80s did this. Now it's under 10%. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, Ashley from Manchester said, my guess is roller skate in the 80s.
Hey, Ashley. I roller skated.
When? Like yesterday? Or I'm glad you roller skated. Do you want to give some context?
Way to speak up. Why don't you add more? You didn't have a roller skating rink in your town?
No, we came to Cedar Rapids.
Super skate. You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I've always wanted to go to Super Skate.
You've never been to Super Skate?
No, will you
shut
go
your mouth?
No, I haven't. I drive by it all the time on my way to Marion because I cut that way. I go past it. You know.
I've never been so disappointed.
I hit Collins. No, I know. I hit Collins. I turn left. There's the Mr. Car Wash, and then there's the Casey's, and then you go past Super Skate.
And then you're going to just give us your full home address or what?
And then I live over in blah, 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 Marion. And I've never been. I've always wanted to go to Super Skate. Tell me what it's like.
I am so disturbed.
It's super skating.
It's exactly, from what I've been told, exactly like when our parents went.
Really?
Oh, my God. I think it's the same DJ. The same guy that plays, you know, Four Corners and the Cha-Cha Slide. He'd been doing it since
the doors opened. Do you do the limbo? Opened.
Yes.
Ah! That's what we did in my hometown.
I can't believe you've never been to Super Skate.
Will you go with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
We might need, like, a walker. I will get hurt, but...
I don't know what's... Is that in... That's in Cedar Rapids. Cedar Rapids Ambulance, will you be ready? Because, like...
Yeah, be on call.
Both of us or one of us is for sure going to be hitting a stretcher on the end.
Weak ankles.
Yeah, no, and I got a bad back. I got a bulge disc.
Yeah, this is not the same as middle school.
But I want to do it.
My God.
We went off on a tangent, but
I did
going.
Not know this about you. That's crazy.
No, I've always wanted to go.
Well,
I got
we'll
to see what
to it.
I got to see what Cedar Rapids skating is like. I do. Sorry.
Very much 80s, I'll tell you that much.
I gotta do it. Rick says used... A pager. I thought I said paper.
Also that. I'd be digital. You know?
I don't know how to use a pager. I've always wanted to see what one looks like.
I don't either. What kind of information do you get from a pager? Because in my mind, it just goes beep, beep, and
that's
you're like,
I
needed.
I thought I said beep, beep, and you knew you were needed. Yeah, I thought the same thing.
I don't know. Somebody tell us, because I have no idea. 4839 said, read a comic book.
My dad's got a lot.
She's
like, stop talking.
No, that feels like dad behavior.
He's got a lot.
Cool.
He collects them.
Nice.
I just become one fun facts. That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Over 60% of people in the 80s did this. Now it's under 10%. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in less than 4 minutes.
Oh my God, we got to do Super Skate.
I seriously am so appalled.
I will.
Oh my gosh, like going in middle school and you like go with your crush. I know, and you're like, oh my God, I need to hold your hand because I'm going to fall over.
Or
and then you do actually fall over, and then it's the worst day of your life.
Or you were like going by yourself, but you were really hoping your crush would do the limbo, and you're like,
couple skate.
Oh my God.
Couldn't be me. Couldn't skate backwards. I could hardly skate forwards.
Justin Bieber came on during couple skate. You're going to be one less lonely girl. Oh my God.
You're going to want to call your childhood crush. Name him. Name him. Name him.
Jordan.
Ah!
I'm calling you. I'm calling you.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
The question, over 60% of people in the 80s did this. No, it's under 10%. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
go to an arcade.
Oh.
Have you ever been to one?
Yes.
Oh.
The Pizza Ranch Car Arcade.
Oh, yes. Of course, we just went to one.
There is, I will say, there's a ball. There's some, I feel like it's more popular now to have bars that have arcades in them. Mm-hmm. There's one in Iowa City that's like very much like an old school arcade. It's fun, especially when you have some beers.
Yes.
You'd be flying through those tokens.
I just literally walked past one when I was at a mall over the weekend, and I was like, I want nothing more than just to walk in there.
You have a problem, though.
What do you mean?
Because I've seen you with a claw machine, specifically the one that had rubber ducks in it. And when I say that you probably spent at least 25 of your real dollars on ducks, rubber ducks, sometimes multiple of the same color, you couldn't stop. You couldn't be stopped. You could not stop yourself.
No, I know. This is why I can't walk into things like that. Like a casino or anything. I have an addiction problem. I know. It's a real thing.
To claw machines?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.